Hello and welcome to Backyard Cats. This is Nick Roby. Thanks for tuning in. Super pumped. We have a lot of fun college football to talk about. We're already in week 9. It's crazy. It's the last weekend of games in October. Like, we're going to be starting November, and then before you know it, we've got Thanksgiving and rivalry weekend, and, you know, in a couple weeks, the first playoff rankings come out. So there's a lot upcoming, and we're starting getting into the nitty-gritty of conference play. We still have a lot of questions. I think that's what's been interesting, kind of the feel, as I've just been listening and kind of tuning in. It's just with this new 12-team playoff and just, you know, without divisions as well, we're just this far in the season, and then we still have so many questions and so many different things that we're trying to figure out and aspects about different teams. And it just makes it fun, and there's a lot of chaos and a lot of things that are coming. So, and I expect this weekend will be filled with this as well. So let's dive on in. Excited to talk about some fun games. Of course, on Thursday night, Pitt is hosting their game against Syracuse. So I think Pitt has a good chance to win that one, even though Syracuse, I think, will keep it close. If you're listening to this, that one has probably already happened, but that one is going to be a fun one in the ACC. I would definitely want to look at that one. Looking at games in the top 25, we've got Boise State traveling to 6-1 UNLV in the Mountain West. Both teams are undefeated. They've only played a couple games in the Mountain West, but both teams are playing right now. Boise State is a 3.5-point favorite right now, currently. And they're one of the front runners, really, for that what's going to probably be the 12th spot in the college football playoff, but that group of five champion, or that fifth conference champion, that will be in there. And the big thing with that as well is Ashton Genty, who has 1,248 yards, 17 touchdowns, averages basically 10 yards a carry. He is really kind of becoming the front runner for the Heisman Trophy, which is pretty fun, but he's all the way out in Boise, with Boise State in Idaho. And he, you know, this game's at 10:30 on a Friday night, so not everyone gets to watch him all the time. He's pretty fun. He actually has a pretty big, stance if you get to watch him. So if you get to watch him, I definitely would watch him. This one should be a really fun one, and an important one for Boise if they want to keep those playoff hopes alive. In the noon slate, we've got Notre Dame and Navy. Notre Dame's a 13.5-point favorite. However, this just seems really big to me because this Navy team is for real. They're ranked, both them and Army are ranked, I think, together, I think for the first time, they said, since 1960. This Navy team can play, and they can score a little bit better. I think Army is a little bit of the better team to kind of really go at Notre Dame, but it's at Navy. 13.5 points just seems like a lot. I like Navy to keep this close, and because they can still run the ball, that just seems like a lot of points, and this one should be a really fun one. That's a noon on ABC. Indiana is interesting because they're coming off of their big win, you know, last week over Nebraska. They're hosting game day, all this excitement's there. They're undefeated as well. Looks like they're probably going to be out there starting quarterback, who I think hurt his thumb, but they're playing Washington. This one's a fun one, man. Indiana is just like a really fun story. And who would have thought, like, a team like Indiana, like, who's traditionally a basketball school, is over Alabama right now in the rankings. So that one's a really fun story. And that one definitely for college game day is going to be really fun. Ohio State, Nebraska. Ohio State's a pretty big favorite in that one. I expect them to roll pretty well. The thing with Ohio State is how are they going to do? You know, is this a look ahead spot? Cause they've got Penn State next weekend, but I think they're locked in, especially after that 1-point loss at Oregon. I think Ohio State rolls. Oklahoma travels to Ole Miss. Oklahoma is coming off the loss, kind of embarrassingly, to South Carolina, and they're going on the road to Ole Miss. Ole Miss is a 20-point favorite. Ole Miss has kind of been sputtering a bit. This just feels like a spot for Ole Miss to really get locked back in and really try to make that push in the second half of the season. I like Ole Miss. I like Ole Miss big. Illinois and Oregon. Illinois is coming off of that ranked win against Michigan last week, and Oregon, number one team in the country, is number one. This year's so interesting because the number one team has flipped so much, there doesn't necessarily feel like a clear-cut number one team. Oregon's number one, and they deserve it for sure. But, you know, one point this way or that, you know, that way, and we're talking about Ohio State being the number one team in the country. However, that being said, Oregon is, I think they are for real, and I think they're definitely a strong contender in the playoff. They're a 21.5-point favorite. Now, Illinois, that's a lot to travel for them to go out west to Eugene. However, that just seems like a lot of points, and Illinois has shown to be a strong, has shown to be a strong team and can hang with them. I'll be very, this is going to be very interesting to see, like, how does Illinois travel and how does Oregon kind of handle being that number one team, and can, you know, will we have a number one team for a longer stretch of time than we have been? So that one is a 3-3 game on CBS. BYU travels to UCF. This one's interesting because BYU is actually an underdog at home or on the road to UCF. UCF's kind of like this dark horse, really tough team. They gave Iowa State just everything they could handle last week. They just barely lose. Now they're a favorite at home with BYU, who is one of the front runners in a very chaotic Big 12. This one should be very interesting and fun to watch. Close one. I don't even know if I can really give a pick in that game, but that one's definitely one I would circle and make sure you watch. Also in that 3:30 slate, we've got Missouri and Alabama. Both are kind of sputtering a little bit, and this one's tough. Alabama's favored by 17 points, which just feels like a lot of points. I mean, but everyone is there are a lot of people that are out for Missouri, especially, like, we don't know if Noel's going to play. We don't know if Brady Cook, the quarterback's going to play. You know, and it really, I think the big thing it comes down to is how does Alabama's offense respond back after the loss last week? How do they look and how do they play? You know, if they can go out and, you know, score big points again and be explosive, especially in the passing game, and start running the ball better, then I think they win this one and can win this one by a decent margin. 17 still feels like a lot of points. I lean more towards, like, maybe, you know, 10 to 14 range, but that's possible. However, Tennessee was able to turn them over, and Missouri has a strong defense. I think this one might not be the prettiest of games, but I think if Missouri can get enough offense, I think they can keep it close and limit the explosive plays. But if Ryan Williams and company, you know, they got threw the ball 20 times to Ryan Williams last weekend. If he gets going, I think Alabama can win this one comfortably because he's just that good. But this one will be very interesting to watch in the slate. We've got Texas and Vanderbilt. Number one Texas is traveling to number five ranked Texas. They were number one last week. Is traveling to number 25 Vanderbilt. Who would thought? Here we are. When you look at this game, this is a ranked matchup. This is really fun. Really fun for Vanderbilt. Really fun for Nashville. Texas is favored at 18.5 points. It's very interesting because they only scored 15 last week. Of course, it's a very different offense. And like Alabama would tell you, like, this isn't like, you know, Vanderbilt where you just show up and it's like a get right game. You got to be ready to go. And I know their stadium's a little bit of construction, but Texas hasn't really gone to Vanderbilt. And it's going to be a very interesting environment because I think they're going to be a little charged up. Texas feels a little bit vulnerable. I mean, I'm very curious to see how Texas responds after kind of laying an egg last week at home against Georgia. A lot of buildup, and then Georgia really took it to them. How they respond back on the road. Pavia, the quarterback for Vandy, he can play. He can run really well and extend plays. And if you let Vandy hang around, it's going to be an interesting game. And I think Texas wins this game. I don't think Vanderbilt pulls the upset. However, we've seen crazier things, and Texas needs to be ahead in this game, not turn the ball over, which is what Alabama did and how Vanderbilt capitalized on that. Texas needs to be out in front, be able to run the ball, control the game that they want to, because if you let Vandy hang in it, it could get weird. And if it gets weird, a lot of things can happen late. In the ACC, we've got Florida State and Miami. Miami's a 21-point favorite in a nightcap game. I'm a little bummed because this is one of those games where, you know, you really want Florida State and Miami to be good. It's good for the ACC. It's good for college football. It's good for the rivalry. And when you looked at it in the preseason, this one felt like it could be like a really big matchup. But Florida State obviously has not been what they've needed to be. Miami has looked like a lot so far, as being one of the better teams. They played a lot of close games in a weird way. Like, you don't want Miami to be overlooking in this one. I think Florida State, they need to cause some turnovers and really need to be able to run the ball better. They haven't been able to as well. Brock Glenn, the quarterback for Florida State, I've liked what I've seen for the most part so far, especially for our freshman being thrust into action. But, I mean, Miami's just a better team. I could see Florida State maybe covering a little bit, but Miami's just – they're. I think this one actually might not be as close. And 21 could be about right. But it, in a rivalry game, it gets weird. So that was just – I'm just a little bit bummed that one is definitely – would have been a circled one for, like, game day and a lot of these big games, but just before the season. But now it's just you have to let the games play. An interesting one in the Big Ten, you've got Penn State going on the road to Wisconsin. You know, Penn State coming off, you know, the road trip last weekend to Southern Cal. They're like number three in the country. They've got Ohio State next weekend at home. They're going to Wisconsin. Wisconsin, I feel like for a lot of us, we haven't been able to pay attention to them as much. You know, Alabama goes on the road, really takes care of business at their place. They've been secretly playing much better as of late. However, you know, they've got their backup quarterback in and they've been playing better. Penn State has played on the road some, and this team just feels like they will be locked in for this one. Penn State under James Franklin has played really well against teams in the Big Ten named not Michigan or Ohio State. So I see Penn State pulling this one away. What I want to see in this one is how, especially offensively, they look. Drew Aller, like, I think they really need him to beat the likes of like an Ohio State and Oregon, to get to a conference title game and then potentially even win it. But this is the type of a game where you really want your guys to step up. But I just think Penn State's just a little bit too strong. But I've been impressed with how Wisconsin's been able to really kind of right the ship and really build some momentum after a tough home game against Alabama a few weeks ago. In the last ranked on ranked matchup, we have LSU and Texas A&M. A&M actually is a 2.5-point favorite. LSU, this one's going to be very interesting. It's a 7:30 game on ABC. These teams are leading the SEC. I don't know if everybody's realized this. You probably have, but if you have not, these are the teams leading the SEC right now. So the winner of this game is undefeated and standing alone at the top. LSU has come off of some, they had that wonky win against South Carolina. You know, they pull away against Arkansas. A&M has really kind of righted the ship for the most part, after Notre Dame. This one to me is like, how well does Connor Wegman play? You know, last week, not so much, but 2 weeks ago, he played really well. I just think there's too much for LSU. I trust them a little bit more. It's hard to know with this one. This one's a really tough kind of game. I could see this being a coin flip kind of a game. But in A&M at night, it is a tough environment. I just think LSU has played some tough run environments already. And you know what you're going to get with Garrett Nussmeier. If they can run the ball enough and help him out, I think that's great. I could see A&M keeping this one close. I mean, they blew out Missouri at home, but I think that LSU can hang with them, and you trust their pieces a little bit more than A&M, because you just know what you're going to get a little bit stronger, so that's what I'm going with for that one. Kansas State, is playing ranked game against Kansas. I think they win that one handily. SMU, underrated SMU, who only has one loss to BYU, which actually looks a lot better than it did before. They're going on the road to Duke. They're 11.5-point favorite. Duke can make it a little bit interesting, but I like what I've been seeing with SMU. The bummer for SMU is they've lost their star tight end, RJ Maryland, for the year. So I'm wanting to see how they replace him. But SMU's in a three-way tie with Miami and Clemson, and technically Pitt. But those three are currently seeming to kind of be the front runners, but they don't play each other, to see who gets to go to Charlotte. This is the type of game, if you're SMU, you need to win. And things can get a little bit weird at Duke, especially at night. But I think they handle their business. Other games to watch in the conference. Louisville and Boston College play. Louisville goes on the road to Boston College. It's a 7:30 game. That's a Friday night game. Boston College is Louisville's a 7.5-point favorite, but Boston College is a very pesky team. If Castellanos can play and play well, I can see them playing well. And Louisville has been giving up some points lately. Give me the 7.5 at home for Boston College. I think they bounce back, and I think they have a strong chance for a win for sure. Another one in the ACC that I think people need to pay attention to a little bit is Georgia Tech and Virginia Tech. It's for Virginia Tech because they have a windup when it comes to this game, and then you go into November where they can really start to put together a run together, but this is the type of game where you need to put that together. Virginia Tech's a 10.5-point favorite. Haynes King was hurt last week, and he didn't play against Notre Dame. This is a game where Virginia Tech, you need to handle business and really show what you're going to do, because in a couple weeks, you host a team like Clemson, and it's a big opportunity for them to really try to go after some of those postseason goals. But you need to continue to build that momentum, I think, and continue to build that confidence in that type of a game. A couple interesting ones in the Big 12 are Texas Tech at TCU and Cincinnati at Colorado, because Texas Tech, Cincinnati, and Colorado are all 3-1 in Big 12 play. And in a very crowded team where a lot of chaos can happen, these are the type of games you need to win and need to play well in to give yourself an opportunity. Especially Colorado. I don't know if people realize, like, they're 3-1 in conference play, and they can continue to play, and they might have an outside shot for making the conference title game. We could have like an Iowa State, Colorado Big 12 title game, and that would be pretty fun. But they're already playing better, I think, than maybe even everybody would have expected. And then we can end it with a night gap game. We've got Michigan State and Michigan. This is a rivalry game. It's hard to know exactly what you're going to get. You have to think that Michigan, you know, they're a 5-point favorite. You know, it's kind of week to week as who's going to start at quarterback. But I just have to think that Michigan's going to pull this one out. It's not going to be the prettiest of games, but their running game is just, it's got to get going. And this is the type of game you need to win, because next thing you know, you're going to have to play, you know, Ohio State down the road. And there's still some things out there to play for Michigan, but it's a big one when it comes to wanting to continue to finish the season well, for sure. So there you have it. There's a lot of fun ones out there. And then also in the contest that I am in, I wanted to give out some spread picks that I like in the games that I'm playing in. I play in a contest with 105.5 of the Roar, and where they pick the games every week, and just giving out the picks I had this week, which is this one's always a little bit tougher. But I had Pitt, and the spreads were given out on the picks, like, we were given out on Monday. And so these spreads are as of Monday. So these are the games I have. I have Pitt -5.5 against Syracuse on Thursday. Boston College covering 7, so it was a straight 7 at home on Friday. Indiana, 7-point favorite at home over with Washington. Navy getting +11.5 at home. Illinois, we had -25. So definitely taking Illinois in that. It's just too many points, I think. Oregon, I think the better team for sure. But Illinois, it's just too many points. Missouri, we were getting 13.5. It's already up to 17, which is just, it's crazy. It's going in that direction. But I think Missouri, if their defense can hold and they can score enough, I think they can keep it close. I like Missouri to cover. Vandy, I'm taking the 17.5 at home. I think things can just get a little weird. And I think there's still some hangover with Texas from last week. Texas wins, but 17.5 is just a lot of points. This game, LSU and Texas A&M, was also 2.5. This one's a weird one. It was a really tough game to pick. I'm taking LSU +2.5 on the road, like I said, just because I trust them more. Don't love. That one's just a tough one to pick. Penn State was 6.5 on the road over Wisconsin, and then took Michigan -5 at home. So Pitt, Boston College, Indiana, Navy, Illinois, Missouri, Vandy, LSU, Penn State, and Michigan are the picks that I have in that contest. So before we end the show, one, just always really appreciate you listening and watching. I know there's a lot of options out there. I love getting to talk college sports. College hoop season's coming up. Really pumped for that. And, you know, ACC play starts on the 4th, which is crazy. We got like 10 days away right before the election. So there's that that's upcoming. If you haven't heard, super pumped. We have this really fun message board forums exclusively as part of our membership. So if you want to be a part of that, if that's something you enjoy, that is definitely on there. Go to backyardcatch.com. I'm going to leave it in the show description. And wherever you're getting your podcast, there'll be a link that's in there. So that gives you unlock to our premium forums. It's also great because it helps support the show. Like, I do all this by myself and all this, you know, supporting the show, be able to bring these kinds of things to y'all. So that helps me out a whole bunch. So supporting that and then some future perks down the road, you know, so that's always just a good way to definitely be involved. That's the best way to help. And we also have a newsletter, and you can follow us on all the socials as well. Those will be in all the show notes. So that's it for now. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great weekend. Getting to watch some more college football. And before you know it, we'll be into winding up the regular season and starting college basketball. So thanks for listening, guys. And for now, I'm signing off.